Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of January 10th, 2017 to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. I don't think there's anything to be amended or anything, so we'll approve the agenda as printed. Make a motion, please.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve the agenda.
All right.
Done a motion?
Haven't done anything yet.
We'll take the vote. Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of January 3rd. Any questions, corrections, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved as read, as a printing. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several letters thanking council for their grants and donations. The first is from the town of Georgetown concerning the mayor's reception, and it's from Bill West. Sussex County are from the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers, the Sussex County Foster Parent Cluster Association, Volunteer Delaware 50 Plus, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, and from the Best Buddies of Delaware and the Cape Henlopen Senior Center. And that's all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? If we could, I just found something here. I have a motion to revert back to the agenda approval. We need to delete introduction of those ordinances.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to revert back on the agenda to approval of the agenda. And we do not have any proposed zoning ordinance to introduce, so we'll amend the agenda to exclude that. Again, motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson. Any question? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I mean, motion carried. Now motion to move on the agenda back to public comments. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Public comment, Mr. Guy. See if we have anybody signed up. Just remind everybody, it is as close to 3 minutes as you can keep it. Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. Regarding this afternoon's discussion, possible introduction of ordinance relating to drainage, basically from reading that, the rough draft in the packet, just trying to understand, is one if it's roads, one with the lot maintenance and the grading for the minor, whether it includes minor subdivisions included in that also, major subdivisions. The way that it looks now, you're trying to compare roads and to do the roads in there and then do the lot drainage and everything else in one big ordinance or discussion or however it's going to go. If after watching the sign ordinance, I believe that was brought out to do the major, the billboard signs or come in with that, and then it seemed to get sidetracked from what it intended to do. Is what I'd like to do is if you look at this, and from what I've been arguing about with the drainage problem was my main concern, where I believe the drainage issues, the way that my minor subdivision was designed in 99 or 2000, with the drainage coming directly across the properties, creating a problem when the property with a bad drainage issue already gets added to it with other problems that the county doesn't seem to enforce concerning the drainage. And this is what started my whole thing was major drainage issue coming over where I had to put my horse down due to her going blind because of something that I'm a high percentage believe was caused by something that was done on the other property and caused by drainage. If this bill is to address the residents of Sussex County that have drainage problems already on the property, to control the developers and doing proper grading, and if it's going to be really looked at by our engineers, by the inspector going out there, not just looking at the permit and say, okay, this guy graded it, here's a signature on the permit, finalized, have a good day. If I can't say, I would like for you to break out the roads completely from the lots. You had the soil conservation come in here. I guess they were having problems with small lots, where I thought that this was partly addressing with the lots under an acre, is coming through with this and reading this. If it's going to come through as for the lots, and the individual private lots. It should be separated because you need to get realistic about looking at the properties in general on how a neighbor can do something or a developer could just do something, get his certificate of occupancy, and be done with the process. To put it all in one, I don't think it's going to be adequate. You're going to address some of the problems. You're not going to address the major issues that affect it unless you separate it.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last week I had three calls complaining about this piece of garbage you have here. Number one, they couldn't hear nobody from speaking from here. And they got a problem with that camera up there. It's fuzzy, and they can't see my ugly face. I admit I'm ugly. I don't know where your ugliness come from, but I know I'm ugly. This thing, look, we're spending a ton of money on everything else, but you guys don't want to spend no money. I've told you how to fix the thing. Get it fixed once and all. You got delays in it, and you got all kinds of garbage in it. Hey, if these guys can't fix it, that top dogs, fire them and hire somebody that can. Because it's absolutely asinine that there's no excuse whatsoever that these people can't hear, just like now. I'm sitting back there right now. You guys need to start talking into your microphones. Now, if you don't want to hear me holler, then my advice is stick them things up to your gut. I don't care where you put them. And particularly you and some of the rest of you. Of course, he's got a big enough mouth, but anybody can hear him.
Don't point that finger at me.
Thank you, sir. William Kinnick.
Good morning, Mr. President. My name is William Kinnick. I live in Seaford. I presented a white paper for you gentlemen to look at per the request of Mr. Cole back in December. I'd like to let you guys review this and be able to get back on the agenda within 2 to 3 weeks to present further details in this area. I do believe that we need to have licensing and titling in Sussex County. And also, I've talked to the Seaford mayor and their city manager, and they are in the same aspect as we are. They're looking for licensing and inspection so that they can do further review of their apartments that they have out, that they have tenants living in that are living in not the best of conditions. So with that being said, I just want to reemphasize the fact that I've complied with Mr. Cole's request. I brought in a white paper. And there's some detail in there, not a lot of detail, but there's enough to get you there. And we have 86 manufactured home communities on top of the fact that we have numerous communities, cities that need this attention. So I'm just asking that you review, and if I could get on the agenda in 2 to 3 weeks, it'd be fine. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll get Todd, Mike, yeah, to review this, and when he gets back, he's out.
Yes, sir. And thank we'll you.
Take it from there.
If you would make sure before you leave, too, Mr. Kent, make sure that Ms. Griffith on the end has your phone number to contact you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Mr. President. Before we getting ready to move on,
but go ahead, Mr. Orlando.
I just want one comment regarding the public comments, if I may. I know that we each week have various comments from various people of the public, and I would say that all are constructive. I'll be very positive. Just so you know that. But I do believe that I want to make sure that nothing is falling through the cracks. So do we have a process, or I know that they're in the minutes, but I mean, do we have a running sheet of ideas, or I mean, we're always getting ideas and suggestions. So are we like having a running list of who's keeping track of these? And if some are requiring action, what is the follow through process on public comment? I guess is the question.
What we're trying to do is those that need to have follow up action is to have them addressed by Mr. Lawson, and he would follow that down through what department it goes through and get an answer for people. Do you have a suggestion on a better way of tracking that or some way we can try to take a look?
I just want to make sure that nothing's falling through the cracks, and so the public is aware that we are actually following through on the perhaps the ideas and suggestions that are being offered.
Well, it probably didn't make sense, Mike, to follow everybody who comes up here, but like on the last gentleman, we did gave direction on
right.
what we would do. So I guess that kind of works with Paul. I think when we have the discussion, it's fresh on our minds. It's easy for any one of us to ask about the separation of, the relationship of roads and lots. Should they be separated? And we'll have our staff tell us why they should be, you know, whatever, so we can
sure.
do that. So I'm just saying, I think it seemed to be that when it's important, we acknowledge it and we've, direct it to Todd. So, you know,
I guess
I don't know if it needs it in writing, but I don't want to follow, I don't want to have somebody following everybody's comments because maybe it's not worthy of being followed.
Well, that's the point. I think, again, you know, somebody's come up here and giving some thanks, mm-hmm. which is always a good thing, which we appreciate. At the same time, again, I just, if something is being suggested, as you know, we're not permitted to speak.
Sure.
So therefore, I just want to ensure that we actually do have a follow-through process. And then how do we as a council know that something's being done? Because if something's being passed over to Todd, how am I aware that something is actually being processed and followed through on?
Would this be appropriate after somebody speaks, we ask you if one of us thinks it should go to Todd for an explanation or a response?
Sure.
And then, you know, that way Mike then controls the message. So if we hear something for like the gentleman was just here, we say to the president, we'd like, I as a council person would like this done.
Okay.
And then we track that.
And we'll see.
One,
but we'll see
we just
if we
can't
can,
track them all.
No, we'll see if we can develop a little better way of tracking.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good point. Next is our consent agenda. We have two items. Item number one is wastewater agreement number 1037, Sussex County project number 81-04, Somerset Green, a.k.a. Lewis Townhouse Project, West Road expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And number two is a wastewater agreement number 1029, Sussex County project number 81-04, Tide Waters Development, Ocean View expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any question on those two or concerns? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item is the State, County, Finance, and Revenue Committee update. Last Thursday, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Lawson, and I attended the State, County, Finance, and Revenue Committee meeting. The purpose of the meeting was for each of the counties to present a snapshot of their budget. And in your packet, I gave you a copy of the presentation that we gave on behalf of Sussex County. The next meeting hasn't been scheduled at this time. The committee needs to be reconstituted, and because the original legislation said that recommendation would be made January 15th. So that's not going to happen. So they're going to do that, go back to the legislature, and then we will have another meeting coming up.
Ma'am? Next.
Mr. President, are we able? I just wanted to ask, what's the takeaway from this? I mean, and were you as part of the hearings of our counterparts, Kent and Newcastle?
Correct.
And so what is your takeaway?
So at this time, we were just sharing information. They had asked that the three counties present their budgets. So you will see that ours is just a snapshot of what I give you in May. And we presented it. They had a few questions for us. They want to look at some other things. We're just sharing information at this point. So they want to look at reassessment. We've really focused on realty transfer tax and paramedics and public safety. Not too many questions on that. They have some questions on reassessment, and I think that'll be the next focus at the next meeting.
They had brought up the thought of reassessing?
Possibly. They just want numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Administrator's report, I guess you had it, Ms. Jennings.
I do. There are three items on the county administrator's report. First one is the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for November 2016 is attached, listing the number of violent crimes and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 194 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of November. Number two. Per the attached engineering department fact sheets, the Woodlands Phase 1 received substantial completion effective December 28, 2016, and Peninsula Lakes Phase 3 received substantial completion effective January 3, 2017. Number three, county offices will be closed Monday, January 16th for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Offices will reopen Tuesday, January 17th at 8:30 a.m. Council will not meet on January 17th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 24th at 10 a.m.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's now time for a public hearing for the Camp Arrowhead annexation. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you indicated, it is the time and place for a